I can bring home the bacon fried up in a pan and never let you forget who I am, 'cause I'm a woman. W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again. 'Cause I'm a woman. W-O-M-A-N. Welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Tracy Timmons on the Word of Mom Media Network, and thank you for joining us today on a Business Spotlight. I'm very excited today to bring you Mallory Schlabach. She has been helping business owners increase their leads, revenue, and profit for more than 10 years in business, including entrepreneurs, authors, tech companies, artists, dance studio owners, and health coaches around the world. She's from North Carolina. She has 4 kids under 9, loves bright lipstick, high heels, and tacos. Her favorite aspect of the job is creating space and community for ambitious female entrepreneurs. And you can find her hanging out in the hashtag The Girl Boss Facebook community she started. Mallory, I love it. Girl Boss and lipstick, high heels, and eating tacos. I absolutely love it. How are you today?
Thank you, Tracy, so much. Yeah, that pretty much sums me up in a nutshell. I mean, if you saw me right this second, I have neon lips, I have wild hair, I had tacos for lunch, no joke. It's just my life.
I love tacos, too. I don't eat them as often as I might like because I tend to eat too many of them, but they're awesome.
They are. It's my passion, side passion.
And I know you said you've listened to the show, so I don't know if I ever happen to have mentioned I haven't given birth to children myself, but I do call myself a mompreneur because I'm very close with a lot of nieces, nephews, and godchildren. And in the last few months, I've been helping out one of my cousins. She has 5 little girls, 10 and under, and I help out with them a few days a week. So definitely relate to the 4 kids, 9 and under. So
yes. It is good times and chaos at all times.
Yes, it is. And is that a mix of boys and girls or...?
Yes, I have 2. It worked out real funny. I have 2 boys,
2
girls, and they're girl boy.
So well, and you know, it's funny. Perfect. I think, you know, my cousin and her husband were those people when they first got married that were like, oh, we might have 8 kids if we think we can afford it. And I'm pretty sure that after 3, though, you know, as I'm sure you realize, too, there's that moment when you have the 3rd and they suddenly outnumber you and your husband that you're like,
yes.
Oh, what are we doing? And I think there's a chance that if there had been boys in there, they might have been done after 3. But I think, you know, 4 and 5 were like, well, we'll try one more time to have a boy. We'll try one more time to have a boy. But I think they might be done with 5, but the baby just turned 2, so I can't promise.
I know. You never know. You never know when they get to that 2-year-old stage. I understand. My little youngest is 3 now, so we're like past the baby stage. Like, whew, I think we're good.
Right. Well, I know for my one aunt who has 4, I think she thought she was done at 3. And when it was when number 3 turned 4 and really wasn't a baby anymore, that she was like, oh, maybe we could have one more. So I don't know if either one of you is out of the woods yet, but we'll see what happens.
That's right. Don't jinx me. I'm going to knock on wood here.
Okay. I'm knocking too. So with all that going on, how did you get started in marketing?
That's actually a really interesting story because I really fell into it on accident. I was a journalist major, and I worked doing design, front page design for some newspapers in Texas. That's where I went to school. I mm-hmm. loved it. I love all aspects of it. I was the editor of my college newspaper. Like, I 8 words. I loved it. I breathed words. But when I graduated and I started working in the industry, like day in, day out, I realized I don't actually love the industry. I love the job, but I couldn't do that weird hours. It's really sad when you work in news. I mean, hello, does anybody actually watch and read the news today? It's so depressing. It's hard. And so I knew that was not going to be a good career path for me long term, just for the environment. And my dad's an entrepreneur. He's been my whole life. He started his own company when I was like 5. And so I've grown up with him in a business. And when I graduated and realized this was not going to be a path for me, I turned in a resume to him and I said, here's all the gaps in your business and here's how I could fill them. And basically I wanted to become his customer service and marketing manager. And he hired me on the spot and I've been running it ever since. So we've kind of scaled across the country in 28 states, and he kind of gave me the free rein to learn to do whatever I wanted to do in marketing.
Nice.
Took me to all the people, And so that's kind of how I fell into it. You know, it was like a whim, like, oh, let's see if dad hires me, ha, ha, ha. but then he did, and he gave me the, like, full carte blanche to just go crazy on how do I learn all things marketing to scale it. And so then I started taking on clients, and so it really kind of fell into my lap. I feel like it chose me more than I chose it, and I love it so much.
And I think most people who do love what they do, that's part of the truth. I have to say, doing this radio show chose me. I've been an actress and a singer all my life, but I also teach theater, and that chose me. That was not something I ever intended to do. It happened by accident to me as well. So, yeah, I think when we truly love what we do is when – I mean, I think some people have a goal, and they start out, and they go, okay, this is what I want to be when I grow up, and they're passionate about it from the beginning. But I think when something chooses us, we always love it, I guess is the other way to say it, the more accurate way probably to say it.
Yeah.
So tell us about the specific marketing niche that you're in and why you picked it.
So I've been doing marketing in this niche. It's an oil and gas industry. It sounds about as awesome as it is. It's super old school. It's all old generationals, and nobody's up with the times. So let me just paint the beautiful picture. And I realized a couple years ago that I love my job. I wanted to do something more. I don't know if it's like my time, like the clock is ticking, and I'm like, oh, shoot, I really want to make an impact. And I didn't feel like I was truly making an impact where I was. So I decided that I want to help moms. I have a ridiculous amount of children, right? I tracked moms anyways in my life because everyone's like, are those your kids? And I'm like, yes, they are. I'm not the babysitter. And so I realized that I wanted to do that, and I wanted to help moms. So I got certified as a business and life coach, and I was like, I'm going to help moms have the most awesome life ever, except for nobody wanted that. Nobody wanted me to help them be the best mom ever and to have the best life as a mom ever. Instead, they kept contacting me to fix their website or to tweak their marketing plan or to do all these things, and I was like, people, I'm here to help your life. My husband one day was like, hello, you need to do your thing you're awesome at, not the thing you think you need to do. And so I was like, okay, fine, I'll test it out. I'll see if it really is a good idea. So a couple of years ago, I put out on Facebook and two groups that I'm part of, I said, hey, I just want to see if this has worked. I was like, I'm going to do a free marketing strategy session, you know, click the link below to sign up. And I got 55 signups in 2 days, and I booked them all out over the next 2 weeks, and I just did strategy session after, like, one after the other, and I realized this was the magic thing that I was missing. I really could help moms and women in general who were growing the businesses, who felt so stuck in what they did. They really thought they sucked at their business and what they were doing, when in reality, it's just they just needed to tweak a few tiny things because nobody's taught marketing. I mean, even the students who I've interned from grad school in marketing don't know what they're doing, right? It's all theory and like these big, wonderful ideas. But you have to, like, put it into practice. And nobody's taught that, and they think they should already know that from out of the box because they're a quote-unquote, you know, business owner now. So for me, it was like, oh, finally, I can really make an impact with mom still. I can still be myself. I can do what I really love to do in some of my skill sets without trying to force myself, like a peg into a round hole, you know. I really was able to connect the two, and I haven't looked back since. So I have, my husband's always like, I told you so. And I'm like, fine, you were right. It was awesome. Thank you.
And I think, because what first struck me when you were telling that story is that, of course, it's such a beautiful thought. Oh, I want to help moms with their life, not their businesses. But the truth is, through helping them with their business, obviously their life is going to be better. And the other truth is that as women, we're not used to taking care of ourselves personally. You know, I remember as an acting teacher, I first started out in Seattle, and there was this kind of big community at the time that I was there. You know, I was in my late 20s and early 30s, and there were a lot of people in their 20s and 30s who were, you know, studying acting, who there was this whole fringe theater scene there, and, you know, we had all these adult acting classes. And when I first moved back to New York, I got involved in teaching kids, you know, because people will always send their kids for acting classes. Right. But what I learned was I kept trying to get adult groups together, and they'd spend, and I mean, so I've been in, you know, I've gotten funding to teach to children in areas where they can't afford it, and I've been in places where the parents will spend thousands of dollars a year on acting classes. And, but to get the parents, even the ones who had the thousands and thousands to spend on their children, to spend it on themselves, just didn't happen. but we can always justify it for our business. I know even for me, I mean, until I quit my job, I used to never talk to my friends. Now, the friends that I talk to are the ones that I also have some sort of professional connection with, and I can always, and we might talk about almost nothing business related, but I can always call it a business call.
Right, right.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think it's crazy because, like, I knew this as a life and business coach, but, and you know it, like, your life is cannot be separated into different personalities and different aspects, truly. Like, we don't have a business, we don't have a business persona, we don't have a home persona, we don't have a mom persona, or, you know, have a friend persona. Like, it's all melded and messy, and what affects one definitely affects everything else in the circle. And so, of course, you know, no matter what we're doing, we're going to be blending personal and professional and helping in both aspects. And so it's stepping away from expectations that I have to be really professional right now, or I have to be really, like, relaxed right now, and just be yourself and be willing to be vulnerable and trusting. And that's when you see growth in all areas of your life.
Well, exactly. And if, you know, if marketing themselves is something stressing a woman in business out, you're going to improve their life a million times just by making sure that that's handled. Seriously. In fact, I was just, the last interview that I did today was with a family where it's two sisters and then one of their daughters who were in business together. And we were talking about how it's almost impossible for one person to have all the skills you need to run a business. And it's always really great if you have people like that that you trust that you can get into partnerships with that have complementary skills. But then there's those of us who don't have that sister or that aunt or that niece or that cousin who need you, you know, because you have that complementary skill that some of us don't have. You know, I have been, you know, I now actually market people and promote people here as part of the radio show. And I've done it also in the theater world, and I've done events. But to be honest, I never considered myself to be an expert at it. Like, I knew how to get stuff ready for the person, you know.
Right.
But
right.
in the past year, I've actually been the person. And I'm like, oh, I'm actually good at it. But, like, it's because of, you know, being open and learning and everything else. And it's really great. What's your favorite piece of advice that you give?
I think my favorite thing to tell people when they come to me, and I think it's a little, I think I surprise people when I say this, especially people coming to my podcast or if I'm meeting them for the first time. Like, they expect marketing that I need to give them an XYZ plan, right? Like, you need to do A, and then you get to do B, and then you do C, and don't do XYZ until you get to D, those types of things. But that's not how marketing works for me, and that's not how I teach it, because really I want you to be you in all aspects of everything you do.
Right.
So what I tell people is I want you to show up as yourself and be on the platforms that you actually love and to write the stuff that you want to talk about, and don't worry about what everybody else is doing. It's almost like you have to put up blinders when you're in business. And
yes.
just trust your gut. Like, trust yourself.
Yes.
If you have the answers, you know so much more about your business than you think you do. If you can just trust in yourself, like, that's what people are attracted to. People think that, you know, I can use fancy words and swing them to do awesome programs, but really, we're just spotlighting you. Like, that's why people are attracted to your stuff. It's not just because of your offer, which probably is great, but it's really the way you do things, the way you talk about things, and your personality. And so you got to make that shine in your marketing, and that's really what we work on, is how do we make your business work for you so you find people that just like you. They like your jam. They like what you're putting down. They want to talk to you and hang out. That's what you want in business.
Right, because people buy from someone they know, like, and trust.
Yes. You got to be likable.
And if you don't let people get to know you, then they're never going to be able to like you and trust you.
Right. Then it becomes more like a robot. Like, it seems like they don't know if it's a real person or if, like, you're super professional and, like, way out of the league with them. And so the more relatable you can be, it sounds like the craziest thing, but the more honest, relatable, and more you can share about your stuff and what you do and your personal life, the more crazy fans you're going to get. Like, seriously, people will watch, like, you talking about your cat jumping from chair to chair to chair way more than they're going to watch you talk about your business. So be the
Absolutely.
Crazy cat person if you love cats, right? Like, do that. That's your thing.
Yeah.
That could be your whole.
Yeah.
Like, I talk about tacos everywhere I go, one, because I do love them, but people remember that. I have a taco costume. I make tacos about three times a week. People know. They send me taco memes. They send me taco socks. Like, that's my thing.
Right.
Not because I, like, thought, like, oh, I should be really cool and do tacos. Like, I can't help it. I seriously am addicted to tacos. I need
well,
tacos.
Right. I was going to say, you can't decide to be the taco lady.
Right.
Like, because that, oh, it would be so cute if I talked about tacos all the time if you don't actually
right.
like tacos. Like, right. It doesn't work that
people
way.
People might
you
commit
can't decide
me.
Decide to be
I
the taco
that, right?
lady. You just have to be the taco lady and then let
yes.
people know that you're the taco lady. Yes. I love it. I love it. Valerie, we're going to take a quick pause to say thank you to our sponsors for today, and then I want to hear more.
Hi, it's Dori DiCarlo, founder of Safety Bags, Inc., a line of clear bags and backpacks there to assist with safety issues in schools, offices, airports, different workplaces, public venues, and sports arenas. Both professional and college sports have now adopted a clear bag policy. Anything larger than the palm of your hand has to be clear. With that in mind, we've launched stadiumbags.com for the dedicated sports fan and more. We've been featured on GMA's Deals and Steals, on AsSeenOnTV.pro with Kevin Harrington, the original shark from Shark Tank, Worldwide Business with Kathy Ireland, InStyle TV, and more. Our clear mini backpack, mini messenger bag, and tote bag in four colors meet the size requirements for both pro and college sports. You can visit us at stadiumbags.com, and you'll see why we're the clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag.
I gave my soldier his orders for the day. He hated them, but he marched off with the sunrise. He fought more battles than anyone could ever know. He lost some, but he knew he could win the war. His faith waned over time, but he continued to give it his best. Some days the battle excited him. Some days he'd scream and get physical with me before he got out the door. The mental and physical pain will stay with him for life. School can be tough for a 9-year-old.
This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you that bullying comes in many forms and can be directed at anyone, by anyone. At No Such Thing as a Bully, we are committed to making the world a better place by educating parents, teachers, co-workers, and maybe even you to be aware of bully actions and victim responses. For more information on how to change the dynamics of difficult bullying situations, call 403-447-4404 or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
And we're back. This is Tracy Timmons on Business Spotlight on the Word of Mom Media Network. I have Mallory Schlaubach. She is a girl boss and she does marketing magic. And we've been hearing some of the wonderful advice that she gives. And I just want to make sure, I know we probably briefly said it in the introduction, and we're going to, you know, kind of give all your website and everything at the end, but I just want to make sure that everybody knows that Mallory has a great podcast, and I think the name of the podcast is Marketing Magic, is that right?
It is. Mm-hmm. Marketing Magic, yes.
Yes, and aside from having a website and a Facebook page, she also has a really great group that all of you are going to want to join, and it's called The Girl Boss on Facebook, right?
Yeah, called The Girl Boss Club. I put a hashtag in it because maybe it will help you remember it. But for me, I wanted a place where I didn't have to apologize for wanting to be successful in my business.
Yes.
When you're on the online world with women, there's like two categories. It's like people who are afraid to be successful or like think it's something's wrong with them if they try to be it, and those who just want to take it. Not that I'm like greedy or crazy, and neither anybody else, but I wanted to feel safe for people to be like, no, I really want to hit this income goal, or I really want to grow my business, or what does it mean to get to the next level and not feel like they're going to be judged?
Right.
So it's just a fun space to talk about your business, talk about what you're doing, talk about your life. It's really casual and awesome.
Oh, that sounds so fun. Well, you know, and it's interesting because here at the radio show, we talk about, you know, coming at it from the one end, you know, we're smashing the myths that women in business are just dabbling in between bake sales and getting their nails done. But then also the opposite too, that, you know, men have no problem being both friendly and competitive. And,
right.
and women seem to think that we have to be in competition and we can't really just support each other and lift each other up. And I think we're finally getting to a point where most of us are getting over that. But it's amazing that, you know, men actually do better working as a team. Men actually do better, you know, sharing each other and working with each other as opposed to thinking they have to be in competition with each other. They are in competition with each other, but they can also, you know, work together. And I think women are just learning because, you know, back in school it was all about, you know, well, if I'm, you know, honest with this person, she'll steal my boyfriend or something, you know. And it's like, no.
Right.
No, nobody's trying to steal your boyfriend and nobody's trying to steal your business. Like I always said, I was looking for a space for, you know, some workshops that I wanted to teach, and I had a real estate agent working with me who is a parent of one of my favorite students, and we looked at this one space that was kind of close to another acting school, and she said, oh, is this too close? Will you be in competition with them? I said, there's no such thing as competition. There's millions of kids in Westchester County. There's every kid should be taking arts classes. Like, there's plenty for all of us, you know? Like, I don't even believe in being in competition with another business.
Exactly.
Like you were saying, the people that are meant to work with me are going to work with me. The people that are meant to work with you are going to work with you. Sometimes they might be able to work with both of us, you know? Like, that's sure. how it should be. And if I can't, if maybe I don't have what they need, I'm more than happy to send them to you to say, Mallory's the one. You need to talk to her. I don't have what you want, you know?
Absolutely, because it's like you probably don't want everybody to work with you anyway. There are some crazy people out there who just don't fit your vibe, and I think that's almost like nature's way of self-selecting the best people for us, right? Like, a person
right.
who didn't sign up with you, you just don't know what was going to happen down the road. Maybe they have something crazy you didn't want to have to do. You know, like, you just never know. I just, like, leave it up to, this is what was supposed to happen, and I love what just, you know, I love this person. I'm going to love this space. This is going to be a perfect fit for us, and we're going to run with it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I remember having that conversation with a mentor of mine who told me that I was a little too outspoken on social media to be successful mm-hmm. in business, that some people weren't going to agree with me and then they might not want to work with me. And I said, let me tell you, the kind of person that wouldn't want to work with me because I'm honest about these things is not going to want to work with me. You know, like,
right.
whether
yeah.
or not I'm putting this out there, like, as soon as they meet me, they're not going to like me. You know, like, because at first she even thought I was saying that I would turn them away for those beliefs. And I'm like, no, I would never turn somebody away who wanted to work with me. But the point is, I'm not for that person. The person who's going to be offended by the fact that I say these things is not going to want to work with someone like me anyway.
Right. You'd rather them say yes, heck yes, or heck no, and not being like in the middle and be like, well, I don't know if they're ever going to say yes to me or not. Like, I love it. I love your approach to it, because that's the only way you're going to do well in business is get those yeses and say goodbye.
Exactly. You have to either really want to work with me or go find somebody that you like better. I mean, that's what I believe.
Right.
Now, look, I get it. Sometimes you're probably missing out on sales or working with somebody, but I think that's for the best.
I agree.
So how do you juggle it all with the four kids?
I like to say Jesus and wine, but seriously, it's support. I'm learning the older I get and the older my kids get that I will take support in any shape, size, or form that I can get it. So whether that's, you know, being willing to hire a babysitter or a mom's help, like mom morning out, or put them in preschool, or, you know, juggle schedules with whatever form I can get. I used to be really, really embarrassed when I started working. I've always been a full-time working mom, but when I started my own business, it kind of felt like I, you know, should be able to figure this out and do both at the same time. And I was afraid to ask for help and to accept help when people said it, because I was like, I should be able to do this by myself. But the more I grow and the more I'm around other people, it's like, I literally cannot do this all on my own. I really wish I could, because I like to be an independent person, but I need help, and I'm a better mom and I'm a better business owner if I can accept help to kind of grow. So my kids are loved and supported by so many people in my community that it just, you know, from the babysitter and school and teachers and people who just pour into them so that I can do my best and then I can come back and give them my best as well. I want to be able to give the best to everything.
Right. Yeah. I mean, the one cousin that I help her out, you know, she has a really great job where they work with her as far as spending a certain amount of time in the office and a certain amount of time working from home. But, you know, again, once there's multiples and at various age, you know, there's some ages where you can work from home and sort of, you know, either they're old enough to kind of amuse themselves or they're young enough
right.
to just, you know, be in the playpen and have a toy and you could just smile at them every once in a while and you could get stuff done. But there's quite a bit of in between where you really can't. And, you know, so there's the days that she goes into the office, I go and get the kids off the bus. But there's one day a week that I'm actually there while the little, you know, she's got the little kids at home, but then she can go and get some work done while the little kids are home. And, you know, it's the same thing. She'll tell them sometimes when they don't like it, you know, that she's working and they can't go talk to her and whatever, that, you know, but this is how
mommy can do, and she's so great with them. You know, she takes them places and she does things with them, and they have real quality time when she is with them. And she can afford to do more because she's working. So, you know, they mostly get that. You know, the younger ones sometimes get a little bit upset. Although I have to say, the baby seems to take it the best out of all of them.
That's how it is at my house too.
Oh, yeah, the day that, and I guess just because eventually when it's accepted by everybody, the days that I'm there during the day, when she goes in the other room and shuts the door, she'll start walking that way like she thinks she's going to go talk to mommy. She sees the door closed. She goes, oh, mommy's working, and she just keeps walking.
Yeah, I don't know if it's something that the baby probably is just so immersed, you know, like so immersed in it. Same at our house. Like my son the youngest doesn't know anything different than me, you know, working like this. So, agreed. And I think for me, it was even, you know, figuring out like rewards, like when mommy hits the rewards and we get a reward type, you know, like let's go do something fun. Like when I hit this goal that I'm trying to work on, then let's go do something really fun. Let's go get ice cream. Let's go to the trampoline park. So then they start to see the core. Like I don't want it to be a negative thing ever. I want my girls, especially because my boys are going to be great. I want my girls to feel like they can go out and do anything. They want to run their own business, and I want them to run their own business. And I don't want it to be a shame-based thing where they're like, oh, I should, you know, like, I don't, mom should be staying home. Even where I live now, it's not totally normal for moms to be working. We have a lot of big stay-at-home community, which is great. Mm. But except for my oldest one especially, she thinks it's normal to not work versus work. And so I'm trying to show her, like, moms can do anything you want. Moms can stay at home. Moms can work part-time. Moms can work from home. Moms can go to an office. Our goal is to make our family the best it can and to help as many people as we can in the process. And so I love, like, she's a little entrepreneur herself, and she's starting to make the connections that, you know, like, work's not a bad thing. Work is not a four-letter word, right? It's not a bad word. It's really benefiting us, and I can see the wheels hopefully starting to turn as she heads into middle school next year or so.
Excellent. I love it. So if there was one thing that you could go back to yourself on the day you were first starting your own business and just tell yourself something that you didn't know, what would it be?
Oh, man. I think I have two ways I could go with this. I think the first one would be if you had a little version of you coming back from the future to tell you, like, on your first day. I think the biggest thing that helps people who are just starting out or trying to get over the hump, I would say between like just starting out to like $2,000 a month range, those are the hardest humps to kind of get over in business. And it's just trusting that it's going to happen. I think all of us expect it to happen probably in 60 days or less, and that's just unrealistic. But our brain and our mind does not think so, not one bit. And so I would tell myself that it's normal. Where you are at right now, it's going to take longer. Every single thing you do in business takes longer than you think it should, and that's okay. It's just trusting the process, and that it's not like I don't ever want myself to feel like I'm a failure because I'm not getting somewhere as fast as I wanted to get, right? Like, if I'm still getting to the goal, that's still a huge win in my book. And so that's what I would temper, because your mind changes so rapidly from, like, I feel like if I had like a mind, not like a feeling, I don't know, like I'm trying to do it with my hands. I wish you could see me, you know, like a meter to how my emotions are going all over the place. Like your mind is like psycho during the day, right? Like up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down. And it's like, I wish it wasn't like that, but it is. And so if you can protect yourself by being like, hello, brain, like, it's going to happen. I've got this. Like, don't even worry about me. We're going to do this. Then you're going to get so much further than getting stuck in the mind trap of, I'm awful at this. I'm never going to succeed. My business is never going to get off the ground.
Yeah, that's great advice for anyone starting out. Trust it and it will happen. And if you had to pick one other kind of most valuable thing that maybe you wouldn't even necessarily need to know starting out, but the most valuable lesson you've learned in business.
I think what I've learned, especially over the last couple of years, is that, one, I'm a, like, obsessive goal tracker. I love, like, lists and goal setting goals and going back to them. Mm-hmm. And so when I was doing that in December for 2018 and really looking at, okay, what worked well, what didn't, you know, what could I change, you know, all those, you know, typical questions, I really realized that what made the biggest differences in my business the last couple of years was the people I surrounded myself with. So when I found a group of women who were the same mindset as me, trying to get the same types of goals as me in my business so that I could bounce ideas off of and really find a community, my business started to skyrocket. And then when I was willing to step out and get help in the areas that I knew would explode my business instead of just, you know, taking the safe route, it's risky to hire people. Yes. I know I've done a lot of awful hiring. I mean, spending the money. I've got a whole podcast episode dedicated to that. So I get it. If you've been there, you've been burned by your investments, I totally understand. But figuring out how to explode your business as opposed to just make your business hum along, that's going to be a big game changer, because that person's actually going to help you change to the next level. It's going to help you get over those mindset blocks. That person is going to change everything about your business. And I wish I would have known it sooner. I wish I would have trusted sooner in that, because I was too afraid to ask, you know, again, back to the help thing, right? Too afraid to get the help that I really needed, because I was like trying to play it safe and trying to play it small. And so if you're at a point where you're at like a leaping, you know, you're between one level to the next and you feel like your foot's on both ledges and it's going further apart, just take the leap. Just trust that you're going to do the thing that's going to explode your business. And put all your effort and mind into that, because that's when you see the shift in your business.
Yes. Wow. So cool. Mallory, this has been so great. I just think that you've given such wonderful advice, and you're just fun to talk to as well. I want to make sure, because Mallory's branding is excellent, of course, because she's the expert, and pretty much mostly everything has her name, and I'm going to have her tell us how to find her, but I'm going to make sure everybody knows how to spell her name. MallorySchladach. So, for instance, your website is simply yournamecom, MallorySchladach.com, correct? Yes.
Yes.
And go ahead and tell people where else they can find, where else you want them to find you and your group and everything else.
Thank you. Yeah, the two best places to find me beside my website, and everything is going to be hot pink, my favorite color, so you'll know you're in the right place.
Yes.
The Marketing Magic Podcast, you can find it on iTunes and other places. It is hot pink. It is a cartoon version of me. I have really wild curly blonde hair, so you'll know you're in the right spot for that. That's my favorite place to hang out. I do live strategy sessions with guests, and you're such a good host. Like, I don't know if everyone's ever told you that before, Tracy, but I have loved talking with you. I hope that my guests feel the same way when they come on as well. But Marketing Magic Podcast, and then the Facebook group you mentioned, it's just hashtag Girl Boss Club. Those are kind of the places where I like to hang out. Unlike other marketers, I am on other channels, but I don't focus on anything other than Facebook, honestly. So you can find me on Facebook platforms.
Great, great. Well, thank you so much. And, you know, anytime you have something new going on, please get back in touch and we'll talk again.
Thank you so much.
All right. Take care, Mallory. Make it a great day.
Thank you so much for listening to today's Business Spotlight. It was really fun having Mallory and her marketing magic and her tacos on the show. Not that her tacos were actually here, but I almost felt like I could taste them while we were talking. Tomorrow will be a Mindful Healthy Habits. And because we are hoping to get Dr. Ellen Ferranti back working with us, at least in some capacity, I'm going to share some of the best of Mindful Healthy Habits with Tracy and Ellen, since she's been gone for a few months now. And I want to share some of the snippets that I thought were maybe the most valuable and helpful of the time that we were together several months ago. And please, on behalf of Dori DiCarlo and myself, remember to be happy, be healthy, and most importantly, to be yourself. And we will close out once again with the fantastic Smith Sisters bluegrass song, She Is You.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you. She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you. She is you.
Sure of herself. Yeah, she takes care of biz. Powerful and strong. Yeah, she knows who she is. Has integrity. Woman strong and true. You know her by name. See, this woman is you. She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you. She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you. She is you.
Adds value and hope. Has proved to be brave. See, it's never too late. Never time to behave. Reaching for dreams. unleash from her cage. She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you. She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.